查考利未记啊。
We're studying the book of Leviticus.
那我们现在继续看啊。
And let's continue with this the book of Leviticus.
阿卓有没有讲义给他？还有没有讲义？中文、英文都可以啊。两个两个一起看好了啊。我们中文现在是看十五页啊，十五页。
Page 15.
第三段，祭司承接圣职之礼啊。
Page 14 is we come to the third topic, inaugurations of priests.
这里提到祭司啊，要承接这个圣职啊，有一个程序了啊。
Here it tells us that there are systematic inaugurations of priests.
我们再补充一下十五页的第一行，这里啊就是祭司蒙召哈的备注，这里特别有提到这个亚伦呐、啊、要承接这个圣职的时候，要召聚会众到会幕门口来啊。
Aaron first has to call his people. To the tabernacle,
也就是
to the gate of tabernacle.
他们承接啊，这个祭司这个圣职啊，要会众聚集来观礼啊，做一个印证啊，这个祭司的被高立啊啊，有会众全部来印证的啊。
Prior to Aaron being anointed as the priest, inaugurated as a priest.First, the whole community has to witness this inauguration, coming before the priests and see that and witness this process.
哦，刚才讲过啊，这个祭司从狭义讲指着教会的圣职人员啊。
I've said just now, in a narrow perspective, the priest refers to the ministers in the church.
啊，被安立的长老。执事传道者啊。
For those who has been anointed, the elders, the deacons, the preachers, these are the minister of the church.
再大一点就包括负责人。
And if the and the broader perspective will include the board members, the people in charge of the church.
再广义讲，指着每一位信徒。通通是祭司。
Now the brothers and sisters, you and me, we are all part of this royal priesthood.
啊，那教会啊，安利啊，这圣职、啊、也是非常隆重、非常慎重的事情。
And it's the same today for our church here. When we anoint any of this holy worker, it is also a very grand event.
啊，祭司要承接这个圣职哈、啊，要。几个程序哦。
And there are a few things that the priest has to do.
今天我们要安立圣职人员，也是差不多，必须具备这几个基本程序、基本条件。
Today is the same when we anoint the holy worker.
啊，第一要用水洗身。
First, using water to wash the body.
啊，是在圣处洗身呐 啊。
To wash his body in a holy place.
来除掉这个污秽啊，除掉这个罪污，才能够来侍奉神。
Only when their filth is being washed away, then they can serve God.
所以安立圣职也是一样，要经过水洗、受洗、赦罪啊。
Today is the same when we anoint a holy worker. This person has to go through washing, which is the washing of water by water, which is baptism of water.
我们受洗使罪得赦。
Today we are baptized and our sin is being washed away.
受洗才归属基督。
Then we can return, we can come unto the Lord Jesus.
我们才有资格来侍奉神。
And then we are worthy to serve God.
再来呢，要穿上圣衣。
Next, we must put on holy garment.
也就是啊，要成圣称义了啊。
In other words, we must be consecrated and be sanctified.
哎，加拉太书三章二十六节、二十七节啊，啊，信主耶稣的是神的儿子，受洗归入基督的就披戴基督。
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 27, it says that, well, those people who are baptized in the Lord will put on the garment of the Lord, will put on Christ.
哥林多前书六章十一节提到啊，这个受洗之后才能够成圣称义。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11, it says that only those people who are baptized can be sanctified and justified as righteous.
啊，这个穿上圣衣，这表示啊，啊，为华美，为荣耀啊，要使他分别为圣的意思了啊。
To put on holy garment signifies to put on beauty and glory, that is to be consecrated.
哎，一个要被安立圣职的人呐、啊，他必须啊要有好的品格。
A person who is being anointed as a holy worker, he must have good character.
啊，这个提摩太前书啊，第三章啊。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
这个提到要安立长子的条件哦。
1 Timothy chapter 3 tells us what are the criteria to anoint a holy worker.
哎，这里第一节说啊，人若想要得到监督的职分啊，这是羡慕三公啊，这话是可信的。但是做监督的必须啊要无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，并且啊有节制、自守、端正、乐意接待远人、善于教导、不饮酒之事、不打人，只要温和、不生敬、不贪财啊，一直念到第七节啊，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事啊端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，怎能管理神的教会呢？出入校的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里面啊。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人诽谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里面。第八节。
Verse
8. 啊，这里说做执事的也一样，也是如此的啊，必须要端庄，不可一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，要能够固守真道的奥秘。
Verse 9.
这等人也要先受过试验。
Verse 10.
若没有可责之处，然后才叫他们做执事啊，女执事也是如此。女执事原文做女人，也就是说执事娘也是一样的意思啊。以下简略啊，啊，这里提到一个要被高立为圣职人员的，他必须呀、啊、在个人灵修方面啊要完全。
Here it tells us that for a person, before he is being anointed as overseers and deacons of the church, first, in his character, he has to strive to be perfect.
哎，他必须做一个负责的丈夫。
He must be a responsible husband.
对个人灵修上啊，他是有节制、有自守，能够端正，并且啊，乐意啊，接待远人，善于教导的。
In other words, he is a person who has self-control, respectable, hospitable. He must be able to teach.
这里有太多的条件了、啊。
If you were to read verse 2, there are a lot of criteria that this person has to meet.
都是关乎个人啊，啊，这个灵修问题啊。
And all pertains to a matter concerning spiritual nurture. Matters.
在品德上要追求完全。
So in other words, we have to strive to for perfection in our character.
当然不是说很我品格很完全呐、啊，像神一样的才安立啊。那我看没有一个可以配受安立的哈。
In other words, we cannot say that we have to wait until that we are being perfect, then only will be anointed. Then this way, no one can be anointed.
哎，但是全会众可以认同。可以接受的、
But here it says that he must be above reproach, where the whole congregation can accept him.
要向这个完全的目标来追求努力。
He must be able to strive for perfections.
啊，不但个人灵修，也会善于教导有信仰基础的。
Not only he has a self-control, but he must also have at least a foundation of the truth so that he can teach.
因为他们也必须代替神教训百姓啊。
Because he has to teach the people on behalf of God.
啊，在提多书那边提到，也要能够驳倒那些辩论的人。
And the book of Titus, it also says that this overseers must be able to
驳倒辩论的人。驳倒。驳倒就是跟那些争辩的人能够辩明了。
In other words, this person, he must be able to teach those people who are in dispute.
怎么样知道怎么样来教导信徒。
And teach them the right path.
并且呢，要家人要懂得管理自己的家，也就是说，他必须要有一个基督化的家庭。
Also, this person must have a good family. He must be able to manage his own family.
你自己的家都管不好，怎么能够管教会呢？
If a person cannot even manage his own family, how can then he manage the church?
所以圣经告诉我们做不知道管理自己的家，也能管理神的教会。
And the Bible says in verse 5, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
再来，出入教的不可做监督。
And also, verse 6 it says that he must not be a recent convert.
做执事的也是一样
And this is the same for the person who whether he's going to be anointed as deacons or not.
因为必须要先过试验
Because he must be able to go through many tests.
有属灵的经历。
He must have spiritual experiences.
才不会高立了圣旨之后，哇，反而骄傲起来了。
Lest he become conceited and be proud.
就好像扫罗还没有高立为王之前，非常谦卑。撒母耳要高立他为王，跑去躲在桶子里面，不敢出来。
Just like Saul, prior than he was being anointed as king, he was a very humble man, even hide himself.
结果高立为王之后，哇，不一样了。完全变了，骄傲起来了，高人一个头了。
He hid himself from Samuel and refused to be anointed. But later on, after when he was being anointed as king, he was different. He became very proud and conceited.
结果高出的那个头到最后被砍断、砍掉了。
And the very head that was being anointed was the head that was being cut off later.
所以不能自高的了，不要自己一个人，要高人一个头出来。
We must never be conceited and arrogant. And be above others.
才不会给落在魔鬼的网罗里面去。
That will not be able, will not fall under the same judgment as the devil.
这就非常可惜了。
Then, if that is, then it would be very pitiful.
并且呢，在不止在教会里面在教会外面也要有好名声。
Not only in the church that you must have good reputation, outside the church you must also be respectable.
Yeah, 因为恐怕被人毁谤，就落在魔鬼的网络里面去。
So that he will not fall into disgrace, into devil's trap.
在教会外面没有好名声你这个教会是真的吗？
And if you do not have a good reputation outside the church, then people will criticize you and criticize the church that you belong to.
说女执事就是女人这个圣子人眼的太太也是一样
And this is the same for the deaconess.
所以我常常跟我家人讲
This is what I always will tell my family members.
我当传道不是我一个人奉献。
When I'm the preacher and when I become a preacher, it's not only I alone that sacrifice myself to the Lord.
不是我个人献身呢。
It's not I alone that offer myself up to the Lord.
我说是太太把先生奉献给主耶稣。
It's rather my wife that has offered me to the Lord.
是孩子把爸爸奉献给主耶稣。
And my children that has offered the Father to the Lord.
我一个人献身是全家人的奉献，不是我单单我一个人。
And for me to offer up to the Lord is not just me myself, it's the sacrifice of the whole family that has offered me up to the Lord.
太太如果不支持，我做不了传道了。
If my wife has not supported me as a husband, then I can never be a preacher.
在台湾曾经有一个弟兄啊，哈。
In Taiwan, there was once a preacher, a brother. He was a person in charge of the church.
因为那也算一个大教会了，
And it was a big church that he was responsible for.
事情很多。
And there are a lot of matters to turn to.
常常开会到半夜。
Their meeting will continue until midnight.
这个先生又当教务。
This brother was in charge of the religious affair.
十二点了，还在开会，还没有回家。
At 12 o'clock, he will still have meeting late at night and couldn't go home.
太太没有办法配合。
The wife was not very happy with him.
打电话教会到教会去。
So then he the wife called the husband at church.
一个传道接的电话。
And when the husband he receives a call from the wife.
那错在错到错在这个传道的声音跟他先生很像。
The preacher, when he accepted, when he received the phone, his voice is very similar to this voice of the husband.
所以他以为是他先生接的。
So this sister, she thought that it was a husband that picked up the phone, but it was actually a brother, a preacher that has picked up the phone.
很凶很大声的骂，你再不回来，你晚上就不要回来了。
And she yelled up to the husband that if you don't come back home tonight, then you never come home ever again.
哇，那个传道吓坏，赶快拿给他先生听，知道他知道是谁打来的。
Then this preacher was in shock. Immediately, he passed it to the husband because he knew it was the wife that has called.
啊，真的为了教会圣工，如果太太不支持，他先生做不了工作。
So you can see that if the wife is not
太太在扯后腿啊。
If the wife is not supportive of the husband, then the husband cannot do anything because then the wife will never be happy.
孩子如果大家不合作
，It's the same for the children. If the children are not supporting the dad.
真的有时候啊，我们承担教会圣工啊。搬不下去的，做不下去，人家要讲话
嘞。This would be very difficult if our family are not supportive of one another, then people around us will criticize us.
所以这是全家人的奉献。
So I always tell my family members that it's the sacrifice of a whole family.
最近我老大要先生当传道。
Recently, my older son he wants to offer up himself as a preacher.
问我的意见。
And he came and asked me for my opinion.
他妈妈就告诉他了。
Then my wife, the mother, told him.
你是传道的儿子，传道的工作你很清楚。
You are the son of a preacher. You should be very familiar with the work of a preacher.
你不是问我们的意见，是问你太太的意见。
You shouldn't ask the parents for opinion. You should go to ask. Your wife for her opinion.
太太如果说 OK, 我支持你，那你就出来。
If the wife
如果她有意见，那你就不要出来。
If the wife still says she will support you and you can go out and be a preacher, but if she said no, then you must wait.
感谢主了，他们要奉献。
And I was very thankful to the Lord that both the husband and wife were willing, they are willing to offer themselves up.
所以啊，当时啊，这安利祭司这个圣职啊，需要用水洗身，还要穿上圣衣。
So at that time, for a preacher, for a priest to be anointed, first he has to be cleansed of the water.
啊，要有分别为圣的生活。
And this signifies to remove the filth and be consecrated for holiness.
我们的行为啊,
the garment represent our deeds.
穿上的是圣衣。
Put on holy garment is put on good deeds.
是为华美为荣耀。
And this is for the sake of beauty and for glory.
所以我们要有这个目标，我要 努力追求完成。
So today we have this goal, we must have this goal that we must pursue for holiness.
我要在这个工作上荣耀神的名。
And we must strive to glorify God in this work.
第三呢，要抹上圣膏。
And point three, page 15 is that we must, the priest must pour anointing oil.
哎，这里有提到这个圣膏就是分别为圣啊，哈。
This anointing, to pour this anointing oil is to consecrate him.
这个圣职人员，这个祭司，也就是神所分别出来的。
And he is, the priest is the one who has to be set apart from the rest.
是归耶和华为圣的。
And he has been consecrated to the, to the Lord as the Holy One.
所以我们承担圣职啊，不能随随便便，这是圣职。
And today, when we take on holy work, we should be serious with it because this is a holy work.
所做的是归属神的神圣的工作。
And what we do in this work, it belongs to God, and it's a holy matter.
在教会里面呢，承担圣工啊，是要工作得到一个职分，不是职位哦，跟社会不一样，社会是。得到的是征求一个地位，他不一定要工作，他要得到地位。
Our view of this work at church is very different from the view in the world. At church, we are taking on a role and not a title. But in the world, people care more for the title and not for the work.
啊，有了地位，有权呐、他就能够。
Only when a person has this power in the world, then they can boss people around.
在教会不是要得到这个职分，就是得到这个工作，在神的圣工上更参与有份的意思。
But in this church, you are not striving for the title. You are taking on the work, a role, so that you have a part with God.
所以要交友啊。把这个圣膏浇在亚伦的头上，就是案例的意思了啊，高油了。
When you pour anointing oil, on Aaron's head, and this means to anoint and to ordain.
啊，表示啊，是能力啊，被圣灵充满。
To ordain this priest signify grantings of power, the power of the Holy Spirit.
哎，圣灵会带给我们属灵恩赐。
We know that the Holy Spirit can bring us spiritual gift.
啊，圣灵会是让我们更明白真理，带领我们进入真理里面。
And the work of the Holy Spirit can lead us to the truth.
哎，圣灵让我们有能力得胜一切的这个恶势力啊，罪恶。
And the work of the Holy Spirit can allow us to surpass the evil forces.
所以在以色列人呐、受膏的人呐、有三种啊、就是祭司、先知、君王啊、他们都要经过膏油按立的啊。
And there are three groups of Israelites, that receive anointing. They are the priests, the prophet, and the kings.
啊，所以这个抹上膏油啊啊，这个约翰一书第二章的二十七节。约翰一书二章二十七节。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 21.
二十七节啊。
Verse
27. 哎，表示圣灵的油膏了啊，就指着圣灵了，就是一个要承担圣职人，必须要被圣灵充满的意思啊。
And when a person is being anointed with oil, this is this signifies the Holy Spirit. That means this person will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第四，要奉行这个，要行啊，奉献礼。
Point four, page 15. The priest has to perform dedication ceremony.
他必须要献赎罪祭。
First, he has to sacrifice the sin offering.
就是啊。要先为自己赎罪的啊，才能在会幕里啊担任圣职啊。
And he must first atone for one sin.
啊，这个也就是要 追求成圣完全的哈。
In other words, he has to pursue for perfections.
献了赎罪祭之后，再献还祭。
After when he has offered the sin offering, then he must offer burnt offering.
我们已经查过，还祭就全身的还祭，完全整个牲畜完全献给神，就表示我们呢、啊，将自己完完全全奉献给神了、啊。
When we sacrifice a burnt offering, we burn the offering, and this symbolizes a complete sacrifice to God.
啊，然后再献平安祭。
Then after when we have offered the burnt offering, we must offer the peace offering.
啊，这个平安祭我们讲过了，平安祭又称为酬恩祭，啊，就是感恩祭。
This peace offering was also called as thanksgiving offering.
所以。一个要按例祭司圣职的人要先行奉献礼，所以先为自己赎罪，然后献还祭，在神面前立定心志，我把自己已经完全奉献给神了，给主了。
So for a priest to be anointed, he must perform dedication ceremony, and before the congregations he must sacrifice thisall these offerings, so then to prove that he is sacrificing his whole to God.
啊，然后献平安祭，表示啊，我啊是怀着感恩的心来报答神的恩典，来侍奉神的，以感恩的心呐、啊，甘心乐意的来侍奉神。
And then when he offers the Thanksgiving offering, that is a heart of thanks to thank God for this anointing.
跟社会上不一样，不是争取一个地位啊，得到一些既得的利益，不是。
And this is different from the view of the secular world, where a person strive to gain a title.
乃是啊，要把自己完全像以感恩的心来服侍神。
But rather, here at church, the person has to give thanks to God.And it's through serving, serve God by thanking God.
今天我们每一位弟兄姐妹参与教会圣工也应该是这样。
And this must be our attitude today, where we thank God, by serving Him.
啊，所以圣经里面一再的重复的提到，我耶和华是圣的，你们也要成圣。啊。
The Bible continues to repeat that in the book of Leviticus that I am holy and you must also be holy.
所以要先献赎罪祭，一个要侍奉神的人，他必须立志要追求成圣才可以。
A person who has set his heart to serve God, he must first sacrifice as a sin offering, which means that he must get rid of the sin.
把自己完全献上。
To give himself totally to God.
啊，没有保留的。燔祭没有保留的，全部要烧在祭坛给神的。
And when you offer this burnt offering, you do not keep any part for yourself. You burn everything to God.
平安祭啊，还可以啊，献祭的人还可以跟家人一起分享的。燔祭是没有完全要烧在祭坛上给神的。
And the peace offering, a part of it you can share with your family members. However, for the burnt offering, you have to sacrifice.Everything and burn them all.
啊，然后圣平安祭，我们如果能够以感恩的心、甘心乐意在服侍神，那我们工作上遇到什么挫折，我们不会埋怨神啊，不会叫苦啊，不会灰心丧志，因为我也是为了感恩神的爱激励我，我感谢神，我甘愿这样做。
If you can serve God with a heart of thankfulness, then when you encounter difficulty at work, in church, then you will not start to criticize or complain because you have this heart of thankfulness and you only want to thank God.
啊，行了，这些奉献礼之外呢，之后呢，摩西啊，要取一些血抹在亚伦这个右耳垂的上面啊，这要抹血。
And also when the priest has performed the dedication ceremony, then Moses will take some blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear.
啊，抹在耳朵这边，表示啊，我完全听从神的话，顺服神的话做。
And when Moses took some blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, this signifies a total obedience to God.
啊。 然后摩西在啊、这个取点血抹在他右手的大拇指上面。
And then Moses will take took some blood again and put it on the thumb of the right hand.
啊，圣经里面把右手代表着能力啊。
The Bible tells us that the right hand signifies power.
右手的大拇指。
And the thumb of this right hand.
表示愿意啊，尽力为主做工。
And it signifies the total dedication to God and fulfilling obligations of the priest.
来完成我承担的责任。
To take on this responsibility.
然后在取血抹在右腿的大拇指上面。
And took some blood and put on the large toe of the right foot.
啊，脚就是在走路了嘛。
And it signifies a way of God.
所以，我们不要读这个啊，利未记这些规条，觉得哎呀，这个枯燥，我这什么意思？其实每一句话都有神的这个教训，美好的教训在里面。
And today, when you read the book of Leviticus, do not complain this book is so boring and why does Moses have to do all this little thing. But you must take note that all this little thing that is recorded in the book of Leviticus has all its spiritual teaching inside.
还有这些被高利的祭司啊，七天以内啊。不可离开会幕门口。
And for those priests that has been anointed, they must stay in this tabernacle, this tent of meeting for 7 days. And for 7 days, he should not leave this place.
啊，这里有提到是不去办了属事的事情，不沾污到污秽啊。
Here tells us that he must not leave this tent of meeting and attend to secular matters, lest he defile himself.
哎，这个不离开会幕门口，我们还要加上一个意思啊，就是不离开你的工作岗位。
And when it says that you do not leave the tent of meeting, that means you do not leave your role as a priest.
祭司既然啊是办理会幕的事的，所以当然不可离开你工作岗位，要善尽职责的意思。
And since you are a priest, you have to take care of the duty that you are entrusted in this tent of tabernacle, tent of meeting.
啊，七天之内要在会幕里，会幕门口里面。
And for 7 days that you must be at the entrance to the tent.
啊，这里提到啊。不住的祈祷、默想、交通，还有在会幕门口、在会幕里面呢、啊，就是要办理会幕的圣事啊。
And in the tent of meeting, the duty of the priest is to pray, to meditate, and to communicate with God continually. That means everything you do inside the tent of meeting in the church is to take care of all the sacred work.
七就是一个完全数了啊。
Seven is a complete number. Seven days symbolize a complete period.
也表示我们既然承担了这个圣职，在我们的工作岗位上，我们就要完全尽责负责啊。一天在职，就一天尽一天的本分啊。
This means that today, since we are entrusted upon this duty as a minister, as long as we are in this, we are taking on this duty every day. We must do our duty.
在我们承担工作的这个期间，我们不能怠工，不能懒惰啊，不能怠慢工作啊。
During this period as a minister, we must not be idle, to be lazy.
我看了我们就。讲到这里就好了，再讲下去哦，哇，这个大祭司的圣衣啊，可能就要讲很久了啊。
We'll continue with the next topic, the holy garment of high priest, next session.